was fucking the raccoon in the ass. And
at what point did you come on the homeless guy?
There was no homeless guy. No, I told you. I was trying to get rid of the raccoons. I figured it out last night. I hadn't even told Joy yet. We've had these raccoon problems, so went outside with the dog. Dog and him got into a big fight. Raccoon came at me, and the only thing I could think of is just fucking the ass, because he would stop coming around. Haven't seen him since. So, wow. So that's pretty cool.
So you didn't come on a homeless guy?
No, no homeless guy this time. No.
Yeah. Usually this story leads to someone, at some point you came on a homeless guy's face.
You're recording this? Oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, sorry.
No, I feel bad. I'm Dave. I feel bad because I just found out yesterday, real time in real life, that
fucking Joy's is bad for you.
No, Joy's brother's girlfriend listens to the podcast now.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. And she's like, "Yeah, I've been listening to it's the Vegas one." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, that's cool." She's like, "You really swear a lot." I'm like, "Yeah, I didn't know you listened." Yes, I do swear. I was like. She's like,
she's okay with you swearing?
Yeah, yeah, she's okay. Totally cool with it, okay. I guess. I think she's shocked because I don't
swear around.
I'm a different person. Yeah, there's family Dave when I'm around her family. Right.
Then there's podcast Dave.
Then there's podcast Dave, which all bets are off. And so I was like, ooh, which episodes have you listened to? You know, because now I'm like, oh, fuck, because they say some weird shit, like fucking a raccoon, which obviously I've never done. But I was like, shit, what does she listen to? And she said the one where we played The Price is Right. She listened to that one. And then another one with Joy, she said. But she's like, I never remember when you're on. And I was like, what do you mean?
It's every Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, I was like, we release it every Monday and Tuesday. She's like, yeah, but sometimes I forget. And then it's like Wednesday, and I'm like, oh, damn, I missed it. I'm like,
well, you can go back.
Yeah, I was like, you can go back. Like, you go to that website that we... Because she threw your name out there. She's like, yeah, Ryan, I follow him. So, like, I get the notifications when he posts them. And I'm like...
Well, who is she then?
Her name's Leanne.
On Facebook or something?
Yeah.
She follows me on Facebook?
I'm guessing.
Or...
I don't know if she added you or follows you. I don't know.
Leanne?
Yeah. But,
I have to look at my friends now.
Yeah, so shout out to Leanne. Yeah, so she like, listens and stuff. Which is cool. But, yeah, so I explained to her how she can go back to that website and she can, you know, look at other past ones and stuff.
What's her name?
I just said.
Lee. Like L-E-E or L-E-A?
I think it's L-E-A. I don't know. I'll have to look.
I don't have a Leanne spelled L-E-A. L-E-E. I have no L-E-E's. Must not be on Facebook. Maybe it's on the actual podcast.
Yeah, I'm not sure how she follows you.
I bet you it's through Podbean there.
It's got to be something, because I'm actually, now that I look at it, her and I aren't even friends on Facebook, which is funny to me.
How do I see? I don't know how you see friends on the thing. But anyways. Oh, people who follow me right here. These are the most recent people that started following.
No. No.
This is old.
So. Yeah, it's old school. Yeah, I don't know how she. I don't know how she knows.
So maybe she's one of these here, or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well. You know how someone can follow you on Facebook? Do you know that they follow you?
Yeah, there's a way to check it.
So maybe she does that.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I was, you know, I've heard about you can follow somebody without being their friend.
Yeah.
As long as you allow that.
Yeah.
You can cut that off.
Mm-hmm.
but so I was reading an article, or there was a, you know, all my conspiracy stuff, okay?
Mm.
So, like, I don't seek it out, but I kind of... Like,
kind of do in a roundabout
way. I kind of have it set so, like, I get that kind of stuff. Mm. Anyways, there was, like, a headline or something, like... it's from that Alex Jones put out an article. How to tell if you're being... watched or on Facebook or something like this. And this was back when it was right around the election time, you know, primaries leading up to the thing where, you know, you're hearing about all these people's accounts getting suspended if they post anything negative about Hillary, like that on Facebook. Okay. So I read this article, and it said it had a list of these names are people that are, you know, if you have these names following you on Facebook, but not your friend, these are actually people that work for Facebook as Facebook police. They monitor certain accounts that have been, like putting stuff out negative about Hillary, and then they are the ones that will get your account suspended. And it tells you how to go check. So I went in and checked, and sure enough, I had like right now my blocked list on Facebook is like 30 people.
Really?
And like 20 of them are these people, because you can go in and then block them from following you. Here, let me show you.
Yeah, dude.
Because it's easier to see you online. It's really weird. And I was like, why the fuck are these people following me? But I was posting negative stuff about Hillary Clinton at the time. And now, granted, my account never got removed, but or suspended, but you know Brian, the beer garden heckler?
Yeah.
His account's been suspended three times. Three or four times now.
Shit.
Yeah. So let's see. There's... I gotta go to my blocked, I think, is where I go.
Well, how do you go to see who's following you, though? That's what I want to do. I want to see these cocksuckers are on my page, too.
Part of the... Let's see. Settings. Blocking.
So, holy shit, dude.
All right. Now, there's a few names that... So the top two names are those people. Obviously, then there's... ex-wife, things like that, but
yeah.
So there's a handful of these names here that well, most of these names all the way, like from the bottom up, I would say until you get to this name here, from the bottom to that name there, those are all Facebook police.
Really?
Like those are Facebook police. Those are Facebook. I used to work with her. She's a crazy bitch. Facebook police. Ex-wife. Lala's ex-husband. That red guy that had the wrestling organization.
Oh, yeah.
His dad. But everything else is Facebook police.
Really?
And these people were all following me because of that, I'm assuming.
That's crazy. How do you find out who's following you?
I really should... Let's see. I should get you the list. Well, you could take the picture of those names there, but... let's see. I don't remember now.
Account settings, maybe? Security and login privacy.
I know this is the way to do it. I just don't remember how, because I did this a while ago. I'm sure I have... right there. So if you click on... Here's the people that currently follow... Oh, by the way, there's two that... So I'm... Right now I have four followers because I blocked all the rest.
Uh-huh.
There's the two that you don't see. You see it says four, but there's only two showing.
Yeah.
There's two that are following me that are on that security team list that you can't unblock.
Oh, that's fucking
horseshit. They have a certain thing with Facebook where those are Facebook police. That they're kind of like Zuckerberg. If he wants to friend you,
you're automatically his friend. There's no way you
can not be his friend if he wants to be your friend. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's two that are Facebook police that are... Whatever, and then these two. I don't know who the fuck these people are. Well, this one here, this bitch here, sent me a friend request literally this morning. And if you go to her page, all her posts are sex, this, sex,
dude,
that.
I've been getting a lot of those lately.
Like, speaking of sex every day, I feel lonely. Let's satisfy myself and click the link. Well, she's bullshitting. She's following me, so I can probably block her ass. Because
I just decline them all.
Who the fuck this is? I bet this is the exact same thing.
We got two mutual friends.
Well, this might actually be a person.
That's a person.
But I don't know who she is.
Yeah. So, how did you get that? So, you went to friends?
Go to your page. You might have to do it online.
Let's say, okay, I'm on my page.
If you go to your friends, and then there's all friends, new posts, work, college, high school, current city, hometown, followers, following. And then you click on followers. And it should list them. Now, there's two that aren't... There's a way to see those two from not here, where you can go in and either block them, but I can't remember how you do it. Yeah, let's see here. Oh, when you friend request somebody,
yeah,
and they haven't accepted your friend request, mm-hmm. it puts you as a follower. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that. No.
And then if they, but see, like that one bitch sent me a friend request. I declined it because I was like, yeah, just what I knew is a spammer, fucking bullshit.
Right.
But yet she's still following me, so I don't know how to, like...
Yeah, I don't think I can do it on my, phone.
Here, let's just go right to the Google. How do you remove a follower on Facebook? Let's see. Settings. You should see on the left of the tab, followers, change the privacy from everybody to your friends. Doing that will prevent anyone from following you. How do you stop people from following you on Facebook? That's how you do it. Don't necessarily want to stop people from following, but I don't want...
Where do you
I want to be able to... Settings.
Uh-huh.
You should see a tab called followers. Change the privacy from everybody to your friends. So let me try that. Settings. I don't see followers.
I don't either.
It was just there because I clicked on it. Oh, you know, I clicked on blocking.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wait, what was the privacy? I don't see anything about followers.
I don't either.
Timeline and tagging, blocking. When you add a friend to your restricted list, they won't see posts on Facebook that will share only to friends.
See, and I only have 9 people on my block list right now.
Well, dude, I only had maybe 6 until
yeah.
I read that article. And the article says... Oh, here we go. Oh, look at all the apps I've blocked.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing but spam bullshit.
Right.
So you can block pages, block event invites, block app invites, and block messages. I don't know, dude.
Yeah,
I don't remember how to do it.
I'll figure it out later. This is a really good pod.
It is a good pod. People can learn something, except we can't actually do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we can't teach them what we're trying to learn them. So, anyhow.
There's a way to... You know what I had to do? Because those people that were in my follow
right.
list, I went in and had to type in their name
to block
and,
them.
And block
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
That's how I removed them specifically. Yeah. So... What was the name of that one cunt that just friend requested me?
I don't know. Cunty McCuntface.
Hang on. Alright. So, I don't... Who the fuck is this?
She's a promoter of some type.
Intero Bang Entertainment. Well, to me that says...
she's in Chicago. She's from Rockford.
I've never heard the name, though.
Maybe that's her stage name.
Well, she's got a Facebook memory from 6 years ago. That means it's not like, oh, I just created my Facebook page and want to spam you with a bunch of porn.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a real person.
Yeah, her and I've got some mutual friends.
Yeah.
You have
this
two.
Guy. This guy. Well, he must have deleted me then.
Yeah, because you guys aren't friends.
Good.
I don't even talk to the guy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That guy's name sounds familiar. Do you know him?
Yeah, he was in a few movies.
Obviously he was. We all know who he is.
We all know
she
who
is.
She is, yeah. I knew what you
meant. Well, I guess I'll keep her, even though if I'm going to... Let's see.
That one, yeah. It is. It's probably been like 3 a day I'm getting these half-naked bitches at me on Facebook. And I click on it, because I don't know if I know them. So I click on it. And there's no mutual friends, there's nothing but, like, they joined Facebook a minute ago, you know? And I'm like, yeah, no thank you, delete.
What the fuck was her?
I don't fucking know.
I got that much, but I can't remember the... Here. This is a great pod. Did it copy? There we go.
Oh, fucking
I gotta
no,
add
man.
In the last name real quick here.
Sylvie!
Yeah. Oh, let me just go forward.
Oh, Jesus.
What happened?
I don't know. Shit got real.
Oh, it didn't let me. All right. Oh, yeah. There we go. Let's go ahead and block that bitch. All right. We'll no longer be able to see things you post on your timeline, tag you, invite you to events, start a conversation, add you as a friend. There you go. If they believe she's blocked out. There she is. All right. Now let's go back to the page and see if... Oops. Now, how the fuck did I... Oh, my God. This is stupid. It's a great pod. Great story. How did I find the... Oh, there it is. See? Now I'm followed by three people, but yet you can only see one of them.
Oh, that's weird.
And I do want to ask one more question to Facebook. How do you see followers... on Facebook that don't appear as followers? That doesn't even make sense.
When you're done, I do have a story about our buddy.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Hang on, there's... Okay. Facebook is... Ah! Facebook has now written their code in such a way that all friends become followers by default. You can still limit your followers to only your friends and not the public by going to the end of the blue bar at the top of your timeline and click on the gear icon at
the settings.
Very end. Click privacy setting, click on... So yeah, that's what I was telling you. When somebody friend requests you before you accept it, like in that period where you got to accept it, they become a follower automatically.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
But the followers that are following that you can't see who the fuck they are, that's Facebook police. And those are the ones you can't get rid of. Can't block.
Horseshit.
But there's a way to... There's a way to fucking see it. Because I had a... Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe there's just certain ones you can't see.
Okay, well, I want to be able to follow you without you seeing. You only get that right if you work for Facebook.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. There's
two Facebook police that are following me. I want to see what I have to post. Here's the thing. I want to kind of want to ask Brian, the Beer Garden Heckler, what is the exact posts you've posted that have gotten you suspended for 30 days three times now?
Yeah.
Because he's posting something that's getting him blocked.
And I've never been blocked or getting in trouble, so I'll have to,
I kind of want to, just post some real crazy shit, but, who do I got to fucking attack to get Facebook suspended?
I don't know.
I think if I get Facebook suspended, that will be the end of promoting the podcast on Facebook. I just don't think I'd go back at that point. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, there is no point at that point.
I have Twitter then, you know.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
So, right, well,
what's the story?
Our buddy. So, our buddy actually, I'm guessing, was with a prostitute instead of he actually finally went from the blow-up dolls to an actual person. But he fell out of the bed and broke his arm. So,
wasn't he the same guy that... No, that was a different guy.
This is our buddy that, you know, fucked an ambulance and fucked a fence.
He was fucking a chain link fence last time we had a story about him.
Yeah.
So what happened now? He moved on to a human.
So he was, I'm assuming it's a prostitute. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we could call the guy if there's audio. I just know. I read this story the other day. It says here that they were doing anal on a bunk bed.
I love how that's in the story.
Yeah. Says that,
very specific.
Well, I don't know what... I can't tell what news article it is, but I'll read you exactly what it said. Dude was fucking girl anal style on the bunk of this bed... on his bunk bed. Pulls his penis out. sees it speared with poop. He freaks out, falls off the bunk bed, and breaks his arm.
Wow.
So my guess is he thought he was probably in her vag and was actually in her anal. Because he's never actually probably fucked a girl.
How loose is this bitch?
Like I said, had been a prostitute. I don't know. But he pulled out, saw poop on his dick, freaked out, fell backwards, broke his fucking arm.
I wonder if there's, like, we should definitely see if we can find, if there's, like, audio from the hospital, because they record when you take statements and things like that, like when you show up to get whatever.
There is a link. It says click here, and it looks like a little audio file. You can click on it if you want. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me get off Facebook real quick. Hello there, I'm Dr. Steve. What can I... okay, what we got here? Hi, sir.
Yeah, hi.
Dr. Steve.
Hi, Doc.
So you broke your arm.
It's broken?
It appears based on your charts here. I'm going to make sure I'm talking to the right... It looks like you're holding it. Can you confirm your name for me?
Well, it's clear. My arm hurts. It's just hanging there.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, obviously, something's wrong with your arm.
I don't even think it's attached at the joint thing.
It's not, sir. That's why we're about to take you and get it casted up.
These drugs, though, whatever they gave me. Yep.
Drugs are. We did that for the pain. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we are.
If I knew that, I would have broken my arm a long time ago. Because
I wouldn't recommend just purposely breaking your arm for the drugs, sir. Did you have possibly a drug problem? I mean, I'm not here to judge.
No, I've never done these drugs before. I don't think I have a problem with them. I mean, sir, I'm just...
So, I just need to confirm your name.
Yep, you did already. We just talked about that. And my arm is... Yep.
Yeah, broken. Well, we are going to get you in and get it casted up real quick here. This chart that's sitting right by you, obviously, I'm assuming this is you, but I have to confirm your name, and the chart doesn't actually have your name on it.
Oh, you can call me Russ, then.
Russ.
Yep.
Is that your name, Russ?
That's what, yep.
People, okay, do you have a last name, Russ?
No, I'm just people call me Russ.
Just Russ.
I mean, I guess my last name could be T, because people sometimes call me Rusty.
Russ T?
Yeah. But I go by Russ, but some people call me Rusty.
Rusty. Okay. I'll write down Rusty on your...
Or just Russ. I mean, you know.
Well, you see, how are you going to pay for your... This what we're handling for you today.
Well, I was under the impression that you guys, I think the police maybe are going to pay for it, because the ambulance guy that came and got me, I don't know, I mean...
Yeah, see, I mean, unless you've got that worked out, I don't understand why.
Yeah, we worked it out on the way here. Because I called 911, because I thought I was dying, and the normal cop didn't
you
show up.
You thought you were dying, sir?
I've never
felt that.
Like,
pain.
I fell a long way, and I thought I had like a concussion.
Yes,
that.
I'll get to what happened here.
Did you guys wash my penis yet? Because I'm pretty sure that needs to get washed.
Oh, well, actually, we've only just handled your arm because you came in.
When does the SpongeBob come or the sponge bath?
Sponge bath?
Yeah.
We actually have no reason to give you a sponge bath.
I'm right-handed, and I can't use my right hand, so I need a bath. And my dick needs washings.
What? How did this happen? How did you break your arm?
I fell out of a bed, and I hit my head and my arm.
Okay, so you fell out of a bed. You were sleeping and rolled out of bed?
No. I was very much fully awake.
Were you now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, where you weren't jumping out of bed.
No. It was in a bunk bed. Yeah, it was in a bunk bed. Yeah, I was in the top of the bunk bed.
You were fully grown and you were in a bunk bed?
Yep.
Let me guess, on the top.
We were on the top, yes. Yes.
We?
Yeah, we.
Well, were you pushed out of the bed?
No. I was startled.
Star, okay.
And I fell out of the bed.
You were startled. Was there a spider coming down from the ceiling? Or
No, it wasn't nothing spider, no. What? Okay, I've been in and out of relationships with beautiful blow-up women, and they've been killed, and I've tried other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at that chart, you can see I was just here a couple weeks ago.
It is very thick. I didn't have time to read all of your chart. I'm just looking at the most recent.
Yeah. But I had come into a situation, we'll say, where I was able to enjoy the company of a lady.
Okay.
And it has been a long, long time for me to, you know, enjoy the company of a real live lady.
Right. Okay.
Other than the ambulance and the police car and the fence, because they're obviously not ladies. And I was enjoying the time and I came out, and I noticed, I'm actually going to throw up just thinking about it. There was
Are you okay, sir? Should I get you?
I'm going to need a barf bucket.
Okay. Nurse, can we get a barf bag over here? We have this gentleman.
There was, I pulled my dick out. And I saw, down the girl.
Oh, you were having coitus.
Who?
Coitus. Sex.
Yes, we were fucking, yeah.
Okay.
And I've never experienced what I saw, but I looked down and...
Nurse, we really need that barf bag?
I see. Oh, I can see it. And I don't even see it. I can see it with my eyes closed.
Just breathe. Can you?
I saw poop on my dick, and I'm gonna.
Here's the bag. So let me get this straight. You had your penis in her hind end, her anus, and you were really going to town.
Oh yeah,
and. So then you pulled your penis out and there was feces all over your penis, and that's why you would like us to give you a sponge bath.
Yeah. And now I'm going to need some mouthwash.
Okay. So and then you fell out of the bed after you pulled your penis out, saw the feces on your penis.
Yeah.
You then fell out of the top bunk of the bunk bed, and that is why you are here now, because your arm...
Yeah.
Okay. And your arm is broken.
Yeah.
We are going to... get it casted up for you. You will not be able to use your arm for at least 6 to 9 weeks.
Oh my god.
But you will have full usage of your left arm, obviously.
Yeah, but I can't do anything with my left arm.
Okay, well, sir, we can see about maybe getting you into some sort of like a rehab program, but that's not going to do anything for your left arm. I mean,
does that hose over there, does that reach to the bed?
Well, I mean, it's kind of there to like spray things down. Like,
yeah, but it's got a very nice ending here. Let me see this for just 1 second here. I'm just gonna...
Sir, what are you doing?
Yeah, I can stick my dick out with my
doing?
Left. I can do it with my left
hand. You have feces all over your penis, and now you're...
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a sterile hose. It's no longer sterile.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, you
oh, yeah.
have to call
back. Oh, yeah.
Security! Oh,
I can do things
security.
With my left hand.
We...
I feel much better, Doc.
Well, it was pretty good. It's pretty good. It was exactly what I thought it was, ironically.
I just... Man, the guy could not win for losing.
Well, at least he didn't get arrested this time.
This is true.
We've gotten better
arrested.
With that.
So I'm not quite sure how, because I'm fairly certain she was a prostitute, but...
Well, usually you pay at the end, and... When he broke his arm,
that's true.
She
did. She did
get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
So there was no payment. So it was actually, He actually got free sex,
sexual sex.
But he ended up with the broken arm. So
so it did cost him probably about the same amount of money as he would have.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was funny is like they obviously knew him at the hospital from the chain link incident, the ambulance incident. Yeah, like he's hurt himself many times, so they knew him.
Right. Right.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, hearing the doctor kind of like.
Oh, you again.
Yeah,
you
know, not surprised.
Yeah.
Very similar to how the cop seems to know him really well, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a small town, you know.
But why, I don't know, why hasn't he been put in, like, a halfway house where he's monitored on a daily basis or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, he's not really doing anything wrong. Dude just wants to get laid. Like, every guy can understand that.
Maybe he needs to go to, like, a...
he needs to go to a nudist colony.
Maybe he needs AA for sex addicts.
It'd be SA.
Okay. Yeah.
Sex Anonymous. Yeah.
They got to have something like that, right?
There is.
Maybe he needs to go to that.
Yeah.
Or just because you go to a nudist colony doesn't mean you're getting laid. And have you seen the fucking people at nudist colonies?
Yeah, I know.
They're drugging.
Yeah, but there might be some lady that needs some dick. He needs some pussy, so it might be a good fit for him.
I don't know if it's kind of like saying...
He is kind of weird.
This is like, all right, you need to go to AA, but instead of going to AA, we're going to just put you working at a brewery. So when you made the decision to go to AA to get off beer, but instead we picked you up and dropped you off at a brewery and said, now you have a job here where you have, and you're going to be a... taste tester. Don't get drunk. Putting him in a nudist colony, I don't think it's going to help him.
Well, I could be a taste tester because I would smell it. Be like, doesn't smell right. It's not right.
Yeah, okay, but don't shit on my point. You know what I'm saying. Taking someone that needs help in that area and then putting them in the worst possible position. Right. You put him in a place where everybody's naked, he's going to get rape charges at a certain point.
Yeah, I guess you know what I mean? I guess you're right. I was just trying to help the guy get laid.
Well, I mean, you have a hand. There's always the hand. We obviously haven't made enough money on the GoFundMe for his blow-up doll.
Right. No, so it's Asian sex doll, like his life doll. Yeah.
I mean, that's what he really should have. And then just lock himself in his house and just fuck the shit out of it and be done.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. Like, I get it. You don't want to use your hand, but it's a wonder how he's... Well, he can't now because he's got a broken arm.
Yeah, and of course he's right-handed and it was his right arm. So, I mean, he could do the stranger, you know, go left-handed.
Yeah,
but
you get the muscles built up on the left arm now.
Yeah, he'll start looking like Popeye, both arms there, you know.
But. Reminds me of that Family Guy episode where it's really funny because they did. Have you ever seen it where Quagmire was standing there and they were like talking about, I think they were talking about, you know, porn on the internet, and Quagmire's like, what? Porn on the internet?
Yeah,
and then they didn't see him for like days and he comes out with his giant arm.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, Quagmire, what's wrong with you? And he's just like exhausted, but he's got
his eyes are all fucked and shit. Yeah, I remember that. He looks like, I remember that one. That's a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, how does Quagmire not know that there's porn on the internet? Because he's been busy fucking everything he moves, you know?
Yeah, he's actually like getting some now. He's like, jacking it.
Yeah, he doesn't need to get anywhere because it's all on the internet. Like,
it's all free on the internet. Yeah. That's funny.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that's poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Feel bad for him.
Kind of.
At least he didn't break his dick.
Well, you think he did that with a chain link fence?
You thought so? You just banged some chick.
Well, I mean, what's his name? Bobbitt was still able to use his dick.
Oh, that hurts.
And that's getting it cut off and then re-sewed on, you know?
That hurts just thinking about it, man.
And that dude's still laying down pipe.
Is he?
I think so.
Banging bitches?
Let's Google it. I would imagine he was able to use it.
He should be in porn. You know?
Something tells me he did a porno.
Yeah? What was his first name? All I remember is Lorena. Oh, John?
Was it John? Or... I think it was John Bobbitt, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm putting that in.
Right.
Was it Bobbitt?
I don't think it's
Lorena Bobbitt?
Yeah, it was Lorena. Was his wife. Crazy bitch. She ain't never getting married again. You know that, right? Like, no guy. And no guy in his right mind would marry that bitch.
Let's see. John Bobbitt. Talks about his sexual function 23 years after. Bobbitt's penis was reattached after his wife cut it off. People have one burning question. Does it still work? Bobbitt gets that question a lot. I got an erection. So he can. He slept with 70 women after having his penis reattached.
Oh, whatever.
And he says having my penis sliced off improved his love life. That's awesome.
That's gay.
He's 46 in 2013, so that puts him at about 50 now.
That's so gay, dude. What's he look like? I don't even know what he looks like. We should do a where are they now segment. Where's Lorena Bobbitt now?
All right, well, let's see what they look like. So John Wayne Bobbitt, let's see what he looks like. Images. Well, that's him, huh? It's not quite what I was expecting. That's
him on the left. Yeah, that was from the fucking time he got her. That's when he lost
his
penis.
Dick.
Oh, she just cut the tip off, not the whole thing.
Well, I don't know. For some people, that might be the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little. So there's the head. It looks like he was uncircumcised, and just it's like a half inch or an inch beyond the head there.
Oh, that hurts just looking at it, Dean.
So basically, that part of his cock is probably just flappy, but it's really not enough to like really do much of anything. But he probably has no feeling in that. But the rest of his cock can get hard. I'd be willing to bet.
That's weird.
I mean, it is just blood rushing to it.
He's bald now. Homeboy's bald now. He's got a little gay porn stash going on there. Far right.
This?
Yeah.
That's him now? Oh, yeah.
Got a little gay porn stash there.
Look at me. I'm trying to make baby.
Yeah, I don't think he looks as good. He should have kept his hair.
I got no penis.
He must have been balding pretty good, though. All right, let's look at... Wait, that's Lorena? Let's see what she looks like now.
Dude, she looks like Hillary Clinton in the blonde there.
Is that her? That's not her.
It's the same eyes, dude. Look at the same... It's the same eyes, man.
No. It is. In 2015, wow.
Look, it's the same eyes, dude. Who's she all cuddled up next to up there?
Go Steve
up
one. Harvey.
Is that Steve Harvey on the top there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, same picture. Okay.
Oh, Steve Harvey's plowing Lorena Bobbitt, huh?
That's what it is. She don't like white dick. She likes black dick.
Fake news. Who else do we want to look up?
I don't know.
Oh, who's the bitch? Who's the Joey Buttafuoco? Who's the cunt that shot his wife in the face? Remember that? Amy Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Something, I thought I heard Amy Fisher was a porn star now.
Was that her?
Oh, is that, Joey Buttafuoco? That's her.
Yeah, that is her. Who's the dude?
I think it is. She had a lot of, plastic surgery, it looks like.
Yeah, those aren't real.
Let's see.
Who did she shoot?
She shot Joey Buttafuoco's wife in the face.
And now she's a... How is she out of fucking...
Let's look up
jail. Like, it's
murder. She got out of jail. Oh, that's Buttafuoco right there. So I don't know who that other guy was, but...
He looks familiar, though.
Or maybe no... Yeah, that's them. That's his wife?
Ivanka. Ivanka.
Married Joey in 2005, filing for divorce in 2007 before... Later. No, that's a different bitch.
Yeah.
Who's his original wife?
I don't know. I look to see. Mary Jo Buttafuoco, maybe? She looks kind of fucked up looking in the face there.
Yeah.
That's you put Mary Ho.
Oh, shit. Mary Ho. Well, the H and the J are right next to each other. Oh, yeah. Her face is all fucked up from getting shot.
Oh, so she didn't die, huh?
No, she didn't die. She was left paralyzed, though. Nah, she doesn't look horrible. She looks like...
Well, that was after treatment.
She looks like she got
shot. Look at that shot there with the fucking mirror and shit.
This one?
Oh, it's Saturday Night Live.
Wow, Dave. Let's look up the SNL.
So why did she shoot him? Because it was Amy banging him too?
Oh, yeah. Amy Fisher was fucking Joey. And wanted to be with him, so she shot his wife, I think. Let's see.
I don't even
In Living Color, Jim Carrey does Joy by the Four Corners, your bang for your buck seminar. Let's watch this. It's gotta be funnier.
Boy, I'm Amy Fisher. You know the Long Island Lolita? And this is Joy by the Four Corners over here.
Hey! Joy by the Four Corners over here!
Hey, girls, are you a cook? Are you good with a handgun? Do you like to have sex in a car?
Are you as dumb as Dip? But you still want to make a lot of money? Then take Amy's special bang for your buck seminar. Tell him, princess.
Three simple steps. One, you get yourself a really sexy guy.
Hey, Joy Butter, we'll go away.
But to land yourself a really sexy guy, first you gotta get yourself a whole lot of hair. Anything less than 2 feet ain't really sexy. Right, Joey?
Joey Butter, we'll go over here.
Step two, you get yourself a gun and you find this guy's wife.
Then you just point and shoot. Bada bing, bada bing.
Step three, you sell off your movie rights, your paperback rights.
Then you look for the new sitcom on Fox. The Butterfocus over here.
Hey, sure, I'm going to spend a couple of years in the slammer, but I'm already eligible for parole in 95 over here. And all this money spread out over 3 years in the clink, that works out to per year.
Oh, she's working it out.
I could put something, well, a whole lot of money. So take my seminar.
Yeah, white. I took Amy's seminar, and nobody bought my rights. All I did was go straight to jail.
Oops. I almost forgot the most important step. Step number four. Make sure that you're white.
Yeah, because Hollywood only buys stories about white people killing each other over here.
Hey, Doc! Now give me a kiss here, Joey!
You come here, you.
Who's the chick?
I have no idea. I think it's actually Amy Fisher.
Joey! What are you kissing that whore for?
Hey, Mary Jo. I wasn't kissing her. I was giving a CPR over here. Give me a break.
That's my Joey. Always trying to help people over here.
All right, everybody break it up. Visiting day is over here.
Dial 555 Lolita. I'll get you more bang. No leader.
Bada bing, bada bang. It's just that simple.
Who are me?
Over here.
Over here. It wasn't from SNL, it was from In Living Color.
Yeah. Fucking Google with your wrong shit.
That just looks like. Oh, yeah, it does say SNL, doesn't
it? Yeah. That's a different skit, dude.
Yeah, that's a different chick. Well, they did a pretty good job with the,
yeah.
I don't know, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Over here.
I hate people that talk like that.
But yeah, I think, going back to Amy Fisher, I think she's a porn star now.
Yeah, it is. One of the things you clicked on said she was in porn.
Look at our sponsors, even got her.
Oh, she fucks Evan Stone. Look at that.
Who's Evan Stone?
I don't know, I've heard that name before.
She's got a bio on, it says, we already know what you're about to ask, and yes, it's that Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita herself. Lolita. If you remember the 90s fondly, you're about to have your mind blown. If you have no idea what we're talking about, strap yourself in for the ride of your life. Back in 92, a then 17-year-old Amy rang the doorbell of her 35-year-old mechanic boyfriend, Joey. Isn't that illegal?
Yep.
And why didn't he serve any time? Shot and wounded his wife when she answered the door. Don't worry, the wife survived. But for whatever reason, the case captured the public's imagination, and for the rest of the year, Amy Fisher was all people were talking about. She eventually served prison time, and upon her release, published a tell-all book, which scored her some gigs on television, mostly trash talk shows.
Whoa, what just happened?
I don't know. A pop-up or something. But then fate stepped in to give her a new career that she never saw coming. When a sex tape she made in 2007 was leaked, Amy suddenly was was bombarded by porn offers. Unlike almost every other D-list celeb who the adult industry tries to bring in, Amy went for it. a big-chested milfy babe, she certainly looked the part and proved she could screw as good as the pros in a string of hardcore porno videos. After producing some shockingly great scenes with big studios and big-dicked co-stars, she stepped back from the mainstream porn to produce her own solo porn on her own site. See for yourself what all the fuss was about and watch the biggest tabloid star of the 90s in ways you never thought you would.
So she had a sex tape leak, and that's what started it all, huh?
Yeah. Interesting. Well, there's the Evan Stone. Well, he's going for it.
Yep.
Good for her.
That one there, she gets her pussy eaten and fucked by the, I'm guessing, pool boy.
Yeah. She's a...
Busty Amy Fisher fucked outdoor for jizz!
I love how pornos do it. Like, all these girls want is some jizz.
Yeah.
So they do all this stuff to the man just because they want his jizz.
Yeah. All right, so I'm segueing from jizz to something else. How far into the Keepers have you got it?
Oh, I made it like...
Did you start watching again after we talked yesterday?
No.
Okay.
I was busy all day.
So have you got to the second episode at least where the...
No. Still have to finish the first episode.
All right. Dude, it gets fucking weird. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, we watch shows on Netflix, and they're mostly documentary, real-type shit, so we can talk about them on Think Tank, another show we have on the podcast network. This one here is sick, twisted, and fucked up beyond anyone's imagination. Joy won't watch it because of the content. It's about priests sexually abusing children. Now, most of the time when people think of Catholic priests doing that, we're talking about boys.
And you just heard about the real, like, current time shit with the Catholic Church. That obviously, there's been a long running
The Catholic Church. Yeah.
But, like, just recently, like, so there's the Pope and there's, like, the second in command beneath him.
Yeah.
Got caught with, like, all kinds of child porn and, like,
no shit.
He got indicted and, like, a whole bunch of crazy
shit
went down.
That.
And then there's a bunch of other high-up people within the Catholic, like, what do you call
Diocese.
Them? Yeah. They all got caught having a giant gay orgy.
Oh, my God.
And this just happened recently, too. So there's, something going on here with the Catholic. Like, you guys need to figure your shit out. Like,
well,
what the fuck is wrong with them?
They've been fucked up for a long time. But, no, so this one is weird because you think automatically boys. And this show is about them abusing girls. And... I'm totally going to spoil the second episode for you because it really fucked with my head. Like, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So, this girl goes to confession and tells the priest, hey, like, I'm having these guilty feelings. I was sexually abused by my uncle when I was a child, and she's 14 at this time. And I feel guilty because I feel like it was my fault, blah, 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 blah. And he does something that no priest should do in confession is he... asked to see her face and her name. And that's the whole point of confession, is you don't have to do that. And her being a 14-year-old girl, she was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So he slides the little fucking vent open, and he has her, and I think you hear this later in another episode, but I'm going to tell it to you, but he has her describe things that happened to her when she was a child as he's jerking off in the fucking booth. Okay, so I didn't hear that part till later, but... So that's a big issue for me.
Yeah.
But, like, the next day after her confession, he calls her to the office. And everyone knows, like, if you get called to the office, you got to go right then. So she goes to the office, and he's like, well, you know, I've been thinking and been distraught about what you told me yesterday, and I have to pray for you a lot, yada, yada, yada. God is talking to me. And he pulls his dick out and, like, starts rubbing it on her tits and, like, does the sign of the cross and, like, starts doing all these holy prayer things. And he, like, comes on her tits in the sign of a cross, which is weird, really weird. And then he's like, you know, the power of Christ or the body of Christ is through my cum. So he told her to take the Holy Spirit by swallowing his cum. And,
wow.
Dude, it's so fucking bad. Like, it kind of, because I was born and raised Catholic.
Or
no, you know, it's all, dude, this happened like 30 years ago. So this is all like, you know, remembering things, telling the story and whatnot. And they have a little bit of, like, acting things out.
It's based on...
This is true.
Yeah.
It's all true shit.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So the whole show is basically about what starts out to be the missing of a nun.
Yeah.
And Sister turns Campy. Out, yeah, which turns out to be, and another girl too, which turns out to be that what happened is there was a whole bunch of sex abuse between these priests and these little children girls and all the cover up. And they believe like the state's attorney and the district attorney is all covering up for the Catholic priests. And it's a pretty fucked up show. I've got two episodes left to go. It's very similar to like Making of a Murderer or whatever with our good buddy Steve Avery. But, yeah, dude, it's very trippy, and it's fucked up, man. Like, just the shit these priests were saying. Like, are you looking at it now?
Well, I pulled it up on IMDb just to see what... It just says, a 7-part docuseries about the unsolved murder of a nun and the horrific secrets and pain that linger nearly 5 decades after her death.
Yeah.
Doesn't really give much other than that.
It's pretty fucked up. Like, obviously, this happened in 1969, so neither one of us were born.
69.
But I don't remember ever hearing anything about it. But it like in 1992 is when it really started coming to light. That's when they actually went and brought charges up against one of the two priests, because I think there's two priests or three priests and a fucking gynecologist and a couple of cops and shit. But the girl remembered it in 92, and so she started bringing shit forward. And I haven't got to the part to find out if anything actually happens or not, but it's pretty fucked up, dude. I don't know why it's called The Keepers.
I don't know either. How many episodes? There's 7 episodes?
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So I'm on The Suspects right now, so I have The Web and The Conclusion left.
What I find weird, obviously I haven't seen enough, but if you look at the cast, people are only in 3 episodes or 2 episodes or less.
Yeah.
Have you seen the same person in more than 3 episodes, though? Or is that true to what it is? It seems odd. There's 7 episodes, but nobody's in all 7.
Yeah. Gemma?
Oh, Gene Hargadon?
Yeah. No, what about Alan? Is there Alan yet? Scroll down to find Alan.
Now we're into 1 episode. Alan Horn?
He's in more than one.
So they've only got him listed as 1.
Yeah, he's in more than 1.
Okay, so this isn't quite accurate.
Yeah. And I'm fairly certain, like, Gemma and Gene are in more than that as well.
Sister Kathy herself in 2 episodes.
How's that possible? She's dead. Oh, it could be videos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, home videos.
Yeah, died in 69 at age 27. It's weird. Yeah, archive footage, that's why.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Footage. So, if you can stomach the child abuse of fucking young women by sick, fucked up, sadistic.
But you're not actually seeing it, you're just hearing about
it. Yeah, in great detail. Like, I mean, like I said, that's just one story they talk about with the cum cross and swallow my cum because, you know, it's whatever the fuck. Was that today?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, you sent it to him. Okay. I thought it was to you. I'm like, your birthday not yesterday.
Yeah.
What's that red one there?
Star Wars. The Last Jedi.
Cool. Neat. But, yeah, so I just wanted to segue from the Amy Fisher cum shot to...
Yeah, to little kids getting...
That, it was... Cum. Dude, it's...
Good segue.
It's... Dude, it was hard for me to watch it first, like, when they first started talking about it. I had no idea it was going to go that route. Like, I thought it was all about the murder, and maybe it was going to be a bunch of people she killed or something like that. I figured the priest killed her, and he killed a bunch of people, like a killing spree. No, it's different.
How long are the episodes? Like an hour.
Hour and 5, hour and 4, hour and 3, so on average about an hour and 4.
Yeah. Yeah, I started it, and then I think I started it one day where I had to go to work or something like that, and I fell asleep, and I think that was kind of the point of why I put it on. I put it on because I was curious, what is this?
It's very slow.
And then...
It's very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just threw it on yesterday because I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to kind of lounge around the house today. I don't feel like doing much. What do I got to watch? Oh, I'll check out this. Cool, it's documentary. I like documentaries. Maybe we'll talk about it on the show.
I was like, whoa.
And then I text you, and you're like, I just started watching that. I'm like, holy shit, that's weird.
Yeah.
But, well, I think on that note, on priest molesting children, I think it's time to bounce and go to confession.
Okay, well, don't open the screen and make sure the guy's not jacking off.
Yeah, make sure he ain't jerking it.
But you should definitely confess about how you fucked a raccoon in the ass.
No.
And jerked off on homeless people.
Just a couple times.
Yeah. All right. Well, see you next time.
All right, dude. See ya.